I'm Georgia Kondek. Welcome and thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. Wine Australia have just wrapped up a week at the largest trade fair in Germany. We were represented by 70 Aussie wineries and a diverse lineup of more than 350 wines. I spoke with North American Regional General Manager Aaron Ridgway about how these trade events can directly connect us with members of the industry.
ProWine is it's a global wine trade fair. I think it's the biggest globally. This year, it attracted 47,000 visitors from around the world. It's influential in terms of its ability to truly reach, you know, the global wine trade buyer. We had 70 representatives on behalf of Australian wines this year, which was a really great showing, and more than 350 individual wines on stand presented to trade, whether it was through the masterclasses operated by Wine Australia or, you know, by producers themselves, you know, sharing those wineries, sharing those wines with people who walked up to our stand. So, yeah, it's a big show. It was a busy 3 days and we're really happy with the outcome.
Absolutely. Definitely a good thing for our industry over here. What does it mean for those who got to be there and a part of it, but also just for the wine industry in Australia in general?
Well, it's we think it's part of a really important part of our strategy to, you know, be doing what we can to take our wines to the world. I think, you know, COVID came along at a time when, you know, there was some, you know, some pretty good momentum globally, and then having to shut down, there were, you know, lots of, you know, replacement activities, you know, virtual tastings, lots of Zoom meetings and Microsoft Teams. I think at the end of the day, the wine business is very much about people and connection. So a great thing about ProWine is, again, with the size of that audience and the ability to reach so many people in one place, wine is significantly traded on relationships and people being able to try wines and appreciate them, you know, for what they are. You know, I think in terms of what it means for the Australian industry, you know, exports are a really important part of what our industry relies on. And we want to have a presence in places where, you know, a large audience like that, you know, can come and taste wines and make buying decisions.
Absolutely. I would assume trade fairs like these would be such a boost for our industry and probably encourage more winemakers as well to want to get involved.
Yes, that's the hope. We, you know, as Wine Australia, we want to be creating opportunities for wineries as much as we possibly can to be connected directly with members of the trade. And, you know, this being the biggest show globally is, you know, something that we've been committed to for quite a long time. I think the other opportunity that ProWine gives us, because it is such a big show, is we can tell many, many different stories about Australian wines. We held masterclasses on lots of different topics, sparkling wines from the Adelaide Hills, you know, different varieties and styles coming out of the Riverland, organic wines, Cabernet wines, Margaret River Chardonnay, you know, to name but a few. So the richness of that storytelling in one place across those 3 days, I think, delivers a huge benefit.
Absolutely. And where is Wine Australia heading next? There's another fair on the way?
Yes, we do have a program coming up in Asia. So that's VinExpo Asia, which is May 28th to the 30th in Hong Kong. And here in the Americas, where I live, we've actually, you know, our chief executive and our general manager of marketing, Martin and Paul, respectively, they're both heading over to the US next week for a couple of days of planning. And, you know, shortly we'll be reporting on, you know, a large number of activities that will be running in the US and Canada in the next 12 to 18 months. You know, wine is facing competition from various areas, whether it's economic moderation or, you know, perhaps, you know, people being a little bit more thoughtful about consumption or, you know, maybe trying, you know, different options. Options, I should say, different beverages. But, you know, certainly, you know, there's enormous opportunity in the US and Canada and in other parts of the Americas. So we are committed to those markets. We've got great programming in those markets that provide opportunities for wineries. And, you know, we think Australian wine is as good as wine from anywhere. And we think we have great you know, competitive advantages, great stories, great producers, and we're really committed to taking those to the world.
That was myself speaking with Wine Australia North American Regional General Manager Aaron Ridgway about the current trade fair in Germany and the boost it'll bring for our industry. Thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. If you'd like to get in touch, you can send me an email, ruralnews@radio.9.com.au. I'm Georgia Kondek. Have a great day.